And it's remarkable what can be achieved in this stage, what can happen in this stage. So often I've had the experience of putting someone in this stage regularly and then actually having a meeting with them. You know, often quite soon after I've actually put them in the third stage. You know, I haven't thought about meeting them. You know, I've just put them in the third stage and then I've ended up having a conversation with them and discovering that they are, in fact, an interesting person, a friendly person with all sorts to them. You know, time and time again, it happens. And I think there's a sort of teaching there for me that, you know, people that I often think, oh, well, they just don't look that interesting. I don't have any particular feeling for them. Well, you know, so many times I've discovered that they do actually have, you know, so much to them. I remember when I worked in one of our businesses that's not running anymore. We had a restaurant in Croydon, which I worked in, called Hockney's after the painter. And it was a very successful vegetarian restaurant. And it was a really good place for a wonderful field, if you like, for third stage material. You know, there were these regular customers who you didn't have any particular feeling for. And you had no shortage of people queuing up to put in the third stage of your practice. And I remember there was this man who in fact used to come into the restaurant we had before that, which was a little cafe in West Croydon. And he was one of our regular supporters then and carried on when we moved to the centre of Croydon. And we actually called him the customer. We didn't know his name. He obviously didn't want to, you know, communicate with us. He came in and he was one of our, probably the most loyal and regular lunchtime customer. He was a very ordinary looking chap, quite short, in a suit. He worked in an office, very straight looking. Well, that has a different meaning these days, isn't it? I was thinking it straight in the sense when, you know, hippies used to talk about straights. But anyway. But just a very ordinary... We might have to do something with the tape. But a very, very ordinary looking... funny day today. Very ordinary, even boring looking office worker in his sort of late 50s, small, neat, hardly said anything. He always asked for a quiche and salad, or a quiche and a jacket potato, or a bowl of soup and a roll with some salad. These were his sort of standard things that were kind of, you know, invariable. And he was a real third stage person for many of us. I think all of us. And we all became incredibly fond of him. You know, but you know, there was no way you'd have a conversation. You'd say hello, and you know, and he walked out once when the prices went up a little bit, but he came back the next day. One day we noticed he wasn't coming in, and one of the lads in the cafe got talking to somebody who a woman who worked with him, and she told us, oh well, he's had a heart attack and he's in hospital. And we were so sort of moved by this, because after all he'd been one of our regular supporters. We sent him flowers. And the woman came and said, you know, you've really, really made his day. And he's so proud of your response to him. And he's told everybody, you know, after he got back from work, he's told everybody in the office what you'd done for him. And, of course, we were very, very touched. But he carried on having his soup, having his salad. And, you know, and that was it, really. You know, there was nothing more than that. But I thought, well, this is the effect of metta. You know, if I hadn't done the metta bhavana, if I didn't have this context of practice with my friends, I don't think we would have thought twice about this person. And Subhadra probably remembers him. Yeah, back in those days, yeah. You know, so I think it's very, you know, very. There's a lot in this third stage practice. I can remember as well, looking back at those times back in Hockney's, there were two men who used to come in, again, incredible sort of regulars. And again, I used to serve them. I used to wait tables and things like that. And I didn't have much feeling for them, you know, and I put them in the third stage and all the rest of it. Eventually, to my great surprise, they started coming to classes. Not only did they keep coming to classes, they became mitras. Not only did they become mitras, I ended up ordaining both of them. And I would never have believed that could have possibly have happened. If somebody had said, when I was waiting on their tables, you know, month in, out, year in, year out, that you would, you know, sit in an ordination kuti, you know, ordaining them, giving them their name, I would have said, come on, you know, you're on planet Zog. I'm not saying that it was our third stage practice that did it, not at all. I don't think that, you know, they did it. But I think that what the practice does, it creates an openness. I think this is what the third stage, all of the Metta Bhavana, but we're talking about the third stage. You do become more open to people, more responsive to people. And those two men are very good friends of mine now. I would never have imagined it, never would have thought it on first, second, third glance. I never would have thought that they would have had those depths, that potential. Of course, that's all my limitation, nothing to do with them.